Our fifth story out front, the rise of hate in America. Oberlin College in Ohio suspended classes this week after a student reported seeing someone dressed in Ku Klux Klan robes. It follows a string of recent hate incidents on campus. Now, last August, a 40-year-old ex-soldier turned white supremacist, Rocker, shot up a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, killing six people. You'll remember that. A few weeks later, a group of Georgia men was linked to an anti-government plot to assassinate President Obama, and it's all part of what the Southern Poverty Law Center says is a disturbing trend. The group's new study says the number of anti-government groups is at an all-time high, and many are driven by their fear that the government will strip them of their rights. But the study's findings, do they add up? Out front tonight, Mark Potok is the author and of the report and a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Michael Medved is a conservative commentator for Salem Radio. And John Avalon is a CNN contributor and the author of Wingnuts, How the Lunatic Fringe is Hijacking America, which is a suitable title for our discussion tonight. Thanks to all of you. Mark, let me start with you. You're the author of the report. It focuses on so-called patriot groups, which you describe as conspiracy-minded, anti-government, and on the radical right. Now, back in 2012, that was what the study counted, you looked at 1,360 so-called patriot groups on the radical right, an increase of 813% since 2008, right before President Obama took office. But lots of questions are coming up today, Mark, about how you define these groups. Give me some sense of how you define these patriot, extremist, right-wing groups.
Sure, Ellie. What the groups are the very same groups that we all used to call the militia groups back in the 1990s. They more normally describe themselves as patriot organizations, or Christian patriot organizations. You know, essentially what holds these groups together, what kind of makes them a movement, is that they all subscribe to a conspiracy theory which goes more or less as follows. They believe that the federal government has a secret plan to impose martial law on this country, very likely with the aid of foreign troops, perhaps UN blue helmets, that the government will then come in and take all guns away from all American citizens. Those who resist will be thrown into concentration camps that either are now being built or already have been built by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And ultimately, the United States will be forced into some kind of one-world socialistic government, what's often called the New World Order.
Right.
That's really what ties these groups together. And our listings of these groups are based strictly on ideology. It's not a matter of criminality or violence or some kind of assessment along those lines.
All right, so it is. Okay, that's a good point, because, Michael, I want to ask you,